A new film festival opens in Dallas this week. The American Film Renaissance features films by conservative filmmakers, highlighting its program as doing film the right way. Kicking off soon after the Republican National Convention, the festival takes its inaugural bow in a heated political environment. Jim and Ellen Hubbard are the directors of the American Film Renaissance, and they're in the studios of member station KERA in Dallas. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you for having us on.
Tell us how the American Film Renaissance got started.
Well, Jim and I just graduated law school, and when we were in law school, we took a study break and visited our favorite art house theater, and we noticed that Frida was playing and Bowling for Columbine. Michael Moore's past film was also playing, and we kind of looked at each other and said, where are the films for the rest of us, for real Americans? And so that's kind of how the idea got started. Just from that time when we realized that we needed to do something about just the lack of films that we felt existed for people like us.
Ellen, what do you mean by real Americans?
I guess folks like us who are in tune with, you know, the news. For example, the War on Terror. I mean, I would challenge anybody to come up with a movie that has been made recently to address the War on Terror, which is, you know, so timely, and yet Hollywood just has not broached a topic like that. So I guess when we talk about real Americans, we're talking about people who have given up on going to the theaters. They're tired of going and seeing either art house films like Bowling for Columbine or Frida, or they're tired of seeing just the Cineplex films that don't speak to the issues that they're interested in.
Is that a narrow view?
Well, I don't know if it's a narrow view or not. We believe that liberals should make films. We believe that Michael Moore should get out there and make the documentaries and the films that represent his worldview. Our primary criticism is with our side, with a more traditionalist, more conservative element in this country. So our mission is to bring conservatives to the table. Our mission is not to subtract from Hollywood, but to add to Hollywood.
So you're showing Michael and Me, for example, which is a documentary that's a response to Michael Moore's Bowling for Columbine. In your opinion, then, you know, has Michael Moore then monopolized these politically charged documentaries in a way that you want to counter with your film festival?
I think that's a good way of saying it. But just as important is the fact that we're providing a venue for filmmakers who otherwise couldn't get distribution for their films because they're not popular. And why does it have to be like that? I mean, these filmmakers have nowhere else to go, and they have poured their blood, sweat, and tears and all sorts of financial resources into making these films, and they have no place to show them.
How did you decide which films to include? Did you watch every film that was submitted?
We didn't really have a selection process. What we did, we kind of borrowed from Roger Ebert's Overlook Film Festival, and what Roger Ebert does every year is he goes out and he seeks and he finds the films that he wants to show that he feels are overlooked. And so to a degree, we're kind of like the Overlooked Film Festival. We went out and we talked to filmmakers and documentarians who made films that we believe reflect a more conservative worldview. And most of the filmmakers that I've talked to do not know of another venue like this. So while we're not as big as Cannes, while we're not as big as Sundance, we may be just as important. Over the long term, we may be even more important than those two because we represent at least half the country that feels alienated from the popular culture.
Why did you decide to hold the film festival this coming weekend?
That's just the way it fit in the schedule.
I ask this because It will be going on the anniversary of September 11th.
Right.
It's a complete coincidence. One of the factors.
Seriously, it is a coincidence.
I know. One of the feature films that we're showing is DC 9/11, A Time of Crisis, produced and written by Lionel Chetwynd. And to be honest with you, one of the reasons we chose this weekend, it's after Labor Day. And it coincides with the DVD home video release of DC 9/11.
But it's also given way to other opportunities for us. For example, just by virtue of having one of the days being September 11th, I think that will draw attention to, you know, our troops in general. I mean, this is a tough time for them. And so if we can show them any support at all, and if it means, you know, showing them support on September 11th and remembering what they're doing and remembering the tragedy that happened a couple of years ago, what better way to do that than to watch pro-American films and to really celebrate this country?
Jim and Ellen Hubbard are co-founders of the American Film Renaissance. The festival opens in Dallas later this week. They joined us from the studios of member station KERA in Dallas. Thank you both very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.